Well, it was a month ago that the longtime leader of the Michigan Democratic Party lost his job. Mark Brewer withdrew from the race for party chair at the Democratic Party's convention in Detroit in February. His challenger, Lon Johnson, was officially elected the new chairman shortly after Brewer's concession. Lon Johnson grew up in southeast Michigan. He currently lives outside Kalkaska with his wife, Juliana Smoot, who's a former top fundraiser for President Obama. Johnson ran for a state House seat this past election and lost. He's also worked on political campaigns, including one for Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell. Johnson's supporters say it was time for a new face to lead the Democratic Party in Michigan, that new energy and new ideas were needed. Well, joining us now, a month on the job, is the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, Lon Johnson. Welcome to Stateside, Lon.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, as I mentioned, there was certainly a lot of talk running up to the party convention and the race between you and Mark Brewer about Michigan's Democrats needing to rejuvenate themselves and move the party forward. Why do you feel that was needed?
Well, you know, in the last six presidential campaigns that we fought together for, we won. In the last six Senate campaigns we fought together for, we won. And I think there was a recognition in the party that we need to retool to start winning at the state level. And that's what this race was about, was, you know, who should lead that and how should that be done? How do we start winning on the state level?
Yeah, because Michigan voters have that interesting tendency, sending Democrats to D.C. and Republicans to Lansing. Why do you think that has been the case?
Well, I can just speak to, you know, what we need to do moving forward. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize first that the campaigns are no longer just six-month affairs, you know, June to October or June to November in election year. We have to start working now. We have to, you know, this is a 365-day process, engaging voters engaging them and talking about the issues that matter. You know, Democrats, we have greater shared values with the voters of Michigan than the Republicans do. So when we lead with our values and we talk about how we want to put that to work in Lansing, we will win. But we have to rethink this. We have to start playing longer, not only smarter, faster, and harder, but just longer. And that's what we're working towards now.
All right. I have to ask you, as you say that really, you know, the idea of election season, it really needs to be year round. Does that run in at odds with what the public's complaint is, that lawmakers, instead of focusing on issues, are focusing on how is it playing to the constituency because of being reelected? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this isn't, when I say, you know, working year-round, this isn't, you know, having candidates start their robocalls, you know,
right.
To you, you know, and then you start seeing commercials. But it start to engaging with the public on showing them what's happening in Lansing, you know, what's happening in Lansing and how that affects them. Those are the processes that we need to start. You know, that goes beyond just candidates and campaigns.
All right, I'm going to use a sports metaphor here, maybe too much March Madness at my house, but here it seems, like from the outside, that the Democrats have been on the defense rather than the offense in the state legislature, constantly opposing what the Republicans are doing, but not offering big new visions of their own. Do you think that's a fair view?
Well, I think elections are about the future, and elections, you know, and issues. Governing is about, you know, proposing solutions to problems that we face, and that's where we have a great difference with the Republicans, and we need to make that difference known. You know, this governor wants to, you know, for example, bring in emergency managers. We think we should govern and partner with local cities. This governor thinks cutting nearly $1 billion out of education is the right way to go. We feel that we should invest in education and work with our school boards. This governor thinks that rolling back environmental protections and giving more essentially accountability to businesses instead of taking accountability away from people who harm the environment. Is the way to go. We feel that we should set the standard of how our environment gets protected. Those are the kind of arguments we need to be making and make them earlier and more often.
Am I hearing you say that perhaps that was not done effectively up until now?
Well, you know, that's one way of saying one way of saying it. Yes, you know, we haven't been doing the job of, clearly we're losing these elections, and you know, I don't believe that the Michigan voter changes values when they vote on the national elections, the federal elections, and then they go to the state. We have to do better of making our case to the Michigan voter, and that starts, you know, that's what our debate was at a convention, and that's what I'm doing now.
And in what way? What does that look like? How are you going about kind of rolling up your sleeves and changing that dynamic?
Well, it's working with the House and the state, state House and state Senate, not only in recruiting good candidates, but also determining what is our message. It's making sure that we at the party have we create the right message structure and give these candidates the tools they need to start winning.
Crystallize for me, if you will, Lon Johnson, as chair of Michigan's Democratic Party, what is it to be a Democrat? What is the message of the Michigan Democratic Party to voters?
Well, it means creating a Michigan where people can stay and succeed. It means investing in and protecting our two greatest assets, our people and our land. Winning winning elections is more than just an opportunity. It's an obligation, because when Democrats don't win, it means Michigan discriminates. Losing means politicians decide. Winning means women choose. Losing means our schools suffer. Winning means our kids compete. Losing means emergency managers. Winning means local control. Losing means right to work. Winning means protecting workers' rights. Winning matters.
Now, in 2014, Governor Snyder's up for re-election, as is the Attorney General, as is the Secretary of State. Are those seats winnable for Democrats?
Absolutely. This is by all means, Michigan's a Democratic state, and that's most recently evidenced by the fact that, the president won here by 9 percentage points, despite having hardly come here. He never came here, had very little campaign presence, and was outspent nearly 2-1, maybe even 3-1. And this was Romney's home state. And the president won here by 9 points. Senator Stabenow won by over 20 points. This is a Democratic state. So when we lead with our values and we show voters who we are, we win. And we need to start doing that at the state level.
And you mentioned right to work, and we know that that law goes into effect this week. And unions and labor groups have so been tied with the Democratic Party. So let me ask you, how do you think right to work will change the Democratic Party in Michigan going forward?
Well, we are the UAW. We are the Teamsters. We are the MEA and MFT. But most importantly, we're the Michigan Democratic Party. We are the MDP. And when we are the MDP when we are the MDP, we win. And, if we want a party that's greater than the sum of our parts, we're going to have to work together. And that's what we're working now to do. Again, we're 4 weeks into my new chairmanship, and we're working now to build all those pieces together to run effective and winning campaigns.
I'm speaking with Lon Johnson, who is the new chair of Michigan's Democratic Party. Do you think, Lon, it's time for the Democratic Party to rely less on labor?
Well, we've got great institutions in our state, and Michigan voters and the Democratic Party have done great things with our institutional partners. In fact, we've changed Michigan, we've changed the world because of it. But at the same time, we have to learn how we make the party more open to individuals. What the president showed us is that individuals, making small steps can create big change. And I believe you have the institutions and the MDP that's now going to be open to that. Only by figuring out how we work with institutions and make room at the table for individuals can we win. And that's what we're doing now.
I want to get you to talk a little about the announcement from Senator Carl Levin. Of course, he's been a Michigan senator since 1979, but he's not going to run for re-election in 2014. And we're hearing names being thrown out as possible contenders on the Democratic side, Debbie Dingell and Congressman Gary Peters. Obviously, you're not ready to throw out names. It is early and confirm who's in and who's out. So let's talk about this race in general, held for so long by a Democrat. What do Michigan Democrats have to do to keep that Senate seat blue?
Well, we just have to lead with our values. As I said earlier, we have the last six Senate campaigns that we fought together for, we won. And so what we're conducting a process now to find the best candidate to go out there and win. Somebody who can develop the campaign and can put together the team to win in a protracted, year and a half long fight. We're starting with a terrific baseline, and that is Michigan's a Democratic state. But that being the case, we still have to go out there and make our case to the Michigan voters.
at what point do you expect to be unveiling candidates to run for governor?
Well, it's still early. You know, remember, let's, you know, think of the timeline here. We went right from the 2012 elections into the lame duck legislature that produced Right to Work, and then we went into the holidays. Then we went into the inaugural, and then we went into a chairs fight. We're just now coming out of that. And, you know, we're seeking now some consensus around both the Senate and the governor candidates, and then obviously the other statewide from there.
And leading up to that 2014 election, give us your sense of what is the single biggest defining issue you think we'll be talking about.
Well, there's no single defining issue, but it will be about, you know, creating a Michigan that invests in and protects our two greatest assets. That's our people and our land. Creating a Michigan where people can stay here and succeed. And we lay out those visions. You know, and there's a lot of things that make up that. You know, it's education, it's economic policy, it's environmental policy, it's women's rights. It's, you know, it's a host of issues that make up that, you know, that protecting and investing in our two greatest assets, our people and our land. And that's where we'll seek to contrast ourselves from the Republicans. And that's where we, frankly, will, find a receptive audience. And we have. Continuously, like I said, in the last six presidential campaigns, we've won.
Lon Johnson is chairman of Michigan's Democratic Party. Lon, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside. I know we'll be talking a lot down the road.
Terrific. Thank you very much for having me on the show.